Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Don't forget, we've got Wyoming Cowgirl basketball coming up this evening. Our pregame at 6:30, tip-off at 7 o'clock as they open up the Mountain West Conference basketball tournament quarterfinal round against Fresno State. Let's go to the phones. We'll talk some Mountain West tourney. Brent Brigovit joins us. He covers Air Force athletics for the Colorado Springs Gazette. Brent, what's going on today? How you doing?
Not a lot. Just getting ready to go out to some Air Force football and then fly out to Vegas first thing in the morning.
Is it as windy down there in the Springs coming off the mountains and everything as it is presumably up here? Are you getting that wind?
We had it yesterday terribly. Today's been bad enough that they canceled the baseball game out at Air Force, but not as bad as yesterday. And it's been crazy. Every Monday, which is our trash day in our neighborhood, and every Monday we've had terrible windstorms pretty much all winter. The really, really bad one in January fell on a Monday, and pretty much every time the wind blows hard, it's on a Monday. It's kind of the way our pattern has gone this winter.
You know, I'm sure, you know, there with the baseball, you've had some snow outs and things like that this time of year, but to have wind cancel, is that commonplace, or is that something that's fairly rare? Or, you know, I know it gets windy there, but to have wind do that, that seems pretty rare.
Yeah, I never remember seeing that. And I think it's one of those, they're playing Creighton, and they were going to play today and tomorrow. And so obviously Creighton was already in town, so they'll play a doubleheader tomorrow. I'm sure if it was, if this was the last day they were in town, they probably would have tried to get it in. But because they had them around, they figured, let's just have a little better conditions tomorrow. But it's rare, but, you know what it's like in the mountains. It may seem rare, but these things happen all the time, you know, crazy weather. Things just sneak up on us, and that's just we get the extremes up here, and we just kind of get used to it.
You mentioned your spring football for Air Force. Has that just started? Is that starting today, or has that been going for a little bit?
No, this is it's been almost 2 weeks since it started. So they're on, I think, practice number, I want to say 5 or 6 out of 15. So they always spread it out pretty, over quite a while. They won't practice again for another week after today. They usually go about 2 or 3 per week and really go from late February till kind of mid-April. That's just the way they like to do it. And they've done it since Troy Cowan's been here. And that's just it gives a lot of time to digest all that they're putting in. And it gives them almost like another season.
What have you seen early on from any of the practices? I'm guessing it's been a typical spring practice, not much different than what Troy Calhoun's done in the past.
Yeah, I mean they've started to let the quarterbacks go live a lot more in scrimmages, which has been nice because especially when you're covering an option team, it's hard to evaluate a quarterback unless they're being hit. If the whistle's blowing when somebody's a few yards away, that's not really showing you who can do much at quarterback. So that's been nice to see. And then they only have one starter returning on defense, so it's been a lot of new guys to get to know and get to see. And Some guys were, obviously on the depth chart last year, so we saw them a little bit, but to see somebody in the starting role is just different. So it's been, especially compared to last year when this team had 32 seniors and pretty much everybody back, now it's pretty much a rebuild, especially on the defensive side. So it's been a lot more interesting just in terms of the competition and, again, getting to know some new guys.
Brent Brigham, our guest, covers Air Force football and basketball for the Colorado Springs Gazette. He'll fly out to Las Vegas tomorrow morning as the Cowboys take on Air Force in the first round of the Mountain West Men's Tournament. And Brent, moving along to the Falcons on the court, lost 9 of their last 10. What's been the real, problem issue with this basketball team down the stretch where their only win was against UNLV in the final 10 games?
I mean, I guess it starts on the defensive end.
Yeah.
It's just been a strange year. They just haven't defended well, and so other teams have just subsequently shot very well. And, when you're giving up a lot of points, it's hard to compete when you're Air Force. When you get down big consistently, they just don't have that explosive offense to get back into things. But I think the other thing is they've had guys who didn't turn the corner this year like they would have hoped. Some seniors who failed to kind of live up to what they had shown they can do. Some juniors, like maybe a Trevor Lyons and Jacob Van, who had shown other things in the past and, again, haven't really taken that next step of improving. So it's been a combination of a lot of things. but again, when you're giving up a lot of points and then you guys have guys who are kind of underachieving and then the team collectively isn't shooting all that well, it's a recipe for, losing 20 out of 26 games, which they've done.
you know, the matchup with the Cowboys has really, I know the scores are fairly close, 9 and 12 points, but that game in Laramie was really one-sided until Air Force made a late push. What do you think the matchup issues are with the Cowboys? Is it size, athleticism, a combo of both, everything? Where do you think that lies?
Yeah, I mean, size, obviously. I think Allen Herndon had 4 blocks in the last game. I think the team as a whole had, like, maybe 7 blocks when they came down here. So, you know, that if you're talking about a team that's not shooting well and then you block 7 of their shots, you know, that's going to really help you out on the defensive end. And, you know, the way the tempo that Wyoming's playing at is hard for Air Force to keep up if they're not shooting well. And, again, they haven't shot well by and large for most of the season. So I think that's a big part of it. But the interesting thing with Air Force is, you know, we'll see what they do. But the best basketball they've played over the past month has been in stretches with young guys on the floor. Mm-hmm. And it wouldn't surprise me at all. It's crazy as it sounds, after 31 games, if they totally flip the starting lineup for the postseason.
Yeah, what do they have to lose, right?
Exactly. But the way, you know, Sid Tomes at point guard, Lavelle Scotty at center, Purvis Lauder out on the wing, Dane Norman, some of these younger guys have some physical tools that the older guys just haven't shown for whatever reason. And, you know, they're a little bit taller. And it really, I'm telling you, it wouldn't surprise me at all if, again, at this point in the season, Air Force just totally remakes itself for this game. And I think then when they played down here against Wyoming, I think Air Force was down by 22 at one point. They did a 5-for-5 substitution, brought in all bench guys, and they closed it to 6 with those guys on the floor. So I think they saw that they match up better, particularly against Wyoming, with that group out there that's a little more athletic and just a little younger and fresher. And so I wouldn't be surprised if you see a lot more of them. So in that respect, the way they match up and they have in the past against Wyoming was kind of irrelevant if, in fact, they go with different guys, because then obviously the matchups are going to be much different.
What do you feel like, and maybe talking to the players, talking to Coach P, Coach Pilipovic, about heading into this thing, is it kind of like that we got nothing to lose mentality, let's go in there and play, let loose and play and see what happens, or are they taking more business-like? What can you kind of gauge there?
Well, that's certainly Coach Pilipovic's perspective on this. Is, you know, he understands that this conference tournament's still wide open. You know, Air Force has really, you know, had a rough stretch of things, but there's still not a game they've played where you think, wow, they don't have a chance today. You know, and that's just the way this conference is this year. Everybody has a chance every night. And so I think he has that opinion of, you know, everybody's going to look at Air Force as an underdog. And Wyoming's beat them by, I think, 21 points combined over these 2 games. So it's probably going to be hard for Wyoming to get completely up for this game and take Air Force seriously because of that. So I think he understands that if they can play loose and be the hunter, you know, people will overlook them. And I think from the player standpoint, particularly if you're an older player, they've just been waiting for that light to turn on all season, and it hasn't. So, you know, it's hard to gauge exactly what their mental standpoint's going to be other than maybe some frustration. But if you look at those younger guys, you know, they're just out there trying to make a name and have fun. So I think, you know, it totally depends on which player you're talking about and which group you're talking about. As I look at what Air Force has done recently, to me it just makes so much sense to totally flop this. But at the same time, that would be a hard move for a coach to do at this point, especially with seniors and guys like that who you kind of feel like you owe something to. But, you know, at the same time, and he said this yesterday in a press conference, he also owes it to the program to play the best players. So it's a pretty interesting dilemma they have going on right now.
In your opinion, has Nevada done enough with the regular season conference title and 25 wins to garner an at-large bid if they do not win the conference tournament?
I think so. I mean, I think they would have to go, you know, if they make it to Saturday,
yeah,
you know, if they go down there and win 2 games, and then if they just simply fail to win 3 games in 3 days, I think you'd look at a 27-win team with, you know, with so much individual talent, and it would be hard for me to leave them out, but I haven't studied the resumes of all the teams they would be going up against, so it's hard to say that. You know, it's from the beginning, I think most people have assumed this was going to be a one-bid league just because there were so few moments outside the conference where the Mountain West did anything. And so, you know, if a team's building its resume based on wins against conference teams and that conference didn't do anything to boost its standing, you know, it's kind of, you know, how do you evaluate that? So, you know, for me personally, yes, I think Nevada is good enough to to be in the field. But again, you know, there's a lot of Power Fives out there who have done some good things, and there's going to be somebody who, you know, knocks off a Wichita State or somebody of that caliber,
right,
that's going to, you know, make another mess out of things. So we'll see. But I think obviously Nevada can help itself by going down there and getting a few more wins.
Good stuff. Hey, he's Brent Brigeman. Read his stuff, Colorado Springs Gazette. He'll be in Las Vegas for the Mountain West Tournament. We appreciate the time, Brent, and have a safe trip to Vegas. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks for the time.